This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to make your house more climate friendly, which is, you know, the way of things. There are things you can do. Solar panels, maybe. Maybe you electrify your appliances, check your insulation, whether where you live is hot or cold. But if you're really serious, you're going to do something about water, because water scarcity is a climate problem, too. And long term, the American Southwest is drying out. People are being asked, told, really, to conserve. And that has motivated some to invest in reusing their water and getting their neighbors to do it, too. Rachel Easterbrook from the podcast Parched has this story on what it takes to make the most of the water you use at home.
Justin and Mindy Fox have been trying for years to make their water use more sustainable.
I think every day that I put my son in the bath that I've wasted that water. It drives me nuts.
They live in Carlsbad, California, and their garage has piles of stuff with surfboards on top. On one side, the Foxes show off their newest purchase, a water reuse machine.
It's kind of the size of a fridge.
But a little thinner.
When you go charging your car, it looks like those big batteries, those big chargers standing there.
This machine will clean some of the water they use inside the house, in the laundry and the shower. That lightly contaminated water is called gray water. This machine won't make it clean enough to drink, but they'll be able to reuse the water outside and to flush the toilet.
From a standpoint of a consumer, this is going to save us a lot of money over our lifetime.
And he's imagining how nice it'll be to have this the next time California tightens restrictions on watering.
We'll be the one unicorn house with fruit trees in a lawn that's still there because we're going to be using recycled water.
Homeowners don't have to buy a machine to reuse gray water in their yards. Laura Allen built her system in Oregon, mostly from off-the-shelf parts. She co-founded the nonprofit Gray Water Action, which educates people to reuse water at home.
Every time there's a drought, there's a peak in interest.
And that peak in interest leads new companies to offer plug-and-play gray water cleaning machines. Allen says so far, they haven't been able to get enough customers to buy in.
So these companies have really come and gone a lot in the U.S. over the last 20 years or so.
The machine the Foxes bought is from a company called Hydraloop and costs about $5,500. That sticker price is one reason some conservation experts aren't sure gray water reuse will catch on house by house, whether it's a machine or a DIY setup.
There's going to be a certain kind of person that's going to get really excited about gray water.
Katie Spar works on reuse for Denver's water utility.
But I think for the average homeowner, I don't know if they want another appliance in their house they have to maintain. If we think about the number of people that have rain barrels in their homes, that's kind of a direct comparison, right?
In other words, not many people make the effort to collect their rainwater. Denver Water has pursued big citywide wastewater recycling, where it can control the quality of the water and reuse more of it than a single house.
Especially as a utility that takes water from the Colorado River Basin. Being able to recycle water at that larger scale is critically important for us.
Spar says individual homeowners who want to help in the water crisis may be better off getting rid of grass. But a lot of cities don't have citywide water recycling. And even in those that do, some homeowners want to take things into their own hands. Back in Carlsbad, Justin Fox predicts water reuse systems will someday be as popular as solar panels or electric cars, and as necessary to help people climate-proof their own lives.
I'm really happy to have it here. It makes me feel like things are happening.
He's so confident. Even before he installed his own water reuse machine, he bought a whole shipping container's worth to try to sell to other homeowners in California and Colorado. I'm Rachel Easterbrook for Marketplace.